Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Listening to the best of the Browns.
Ball game over! Browns win! Browns win!
A weekly mix of 92.3 The Fan's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
There's John. I disagree. I don't think we ever have to. Until the Browns find their QB. If they never find their QB, then you never have to. We only can learn from our mistakes.
What happens if Baker is just... started really good last night, closed really good last night, engineered a come-from-behind win. It was an awesome, awesome game. Of course, we aired it here live. 92.3 The Fan. I was going to say, your radio voice of some of the Baker Mayfield games.
Yeah, you guys made sure you guys put a push-button notification out there for everybody.
It wasn't me, but...
Yeah, it was. You
if
put
Baker,
up to it.
Baker's playoff record is, what, 2-3, his career playoff record?
Correct. But he's played... He lost last year to Detroit. Was it last year to Detroit? He played great in the game, though.
Yeah, he did.
He's had a couple of really good games.
So, if he doesn't end up ever getting to an NFC Championship game, or whatever, does that matter? Because remember, the whole thing was, did Baker, as quarterback of the Browns, especially where he was at that time, he's clearly playing some of his best football now. If they would have never had a chance to truly get past the other contenders.
No. Look how bad the situation has been. It wasn't where, like, you make the playoffs, but you don't make the playoffs, and he wasn't as good as advertised. No,
but it's not about being right. The Browns were wrong. They've been proven wrong in this situation. And as you said earlier in the show, the winners get to chronicle all of this. Baker gets to be the winner. I'm saying if Baker can't win with that loaded team, with that loaded team in the NFC, if he can't win, then what does it mean in the end?
Are you saying if he just goes to the playoffs?
Yeah, he goes to the playoffs.
But it means at the end it still would have been a better outcome than what we're dealing with right now. Yeah, I know what you meant the first time, and I'm saying it again.
This chapter's already closed, though.
Yeah, but that outcome...
There is no way for the Browns to ever win this Baker War.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. What I'm saying is...
Yeah, this is over.
In the end, does it matter? Does it end up mattering? Because the Browns, the whole point is to find a quarterback that can win you a Super Bowl or get you to a Super Bowl.
You think we'll ever forget about the loss of...
Not
Baker.
Forget, because you're always...
Or get over it, maybe move on from it,
like, obviously, if, let's say, Dylan Gabriel, in the next five years, or whoever they draft next year, gets them to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, then, does it matter?
No, not as much, no.
Okay, that's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
I think it always matters. Because the way Deshaun's always such a scarlet letter on the franchise.
Yeah, but then again, if I got Dylan Gabriel under his guise, which is not real, but let's go with what Lyman just laid out for everybody. If Dylan Gabriel takes you to two AFC championship games, I am not sitting here pushing back or getting after Lyman or anything about Baker Mayfield after a Monday Night Football game. I got much bigger fish to fry. We're talking about Josh Allen and Lamar.
But you can never say they got it right. Because they didn't.
No.
They didn't get it right.
No.
Yeah. They got lucky.
Some people will, but we'll go, no, they got lucky. They were able to find Dylan Gabriel in the third round. And even then, people thought he was overdrafted. But if you're in the AFC Championship game, then it becomes a great story. So, yeah, under your circumstance that you played out, scenario.
As improbable as it is.
as improbable as it is. But until we get to that time, no. Like, I'm hoping that the guy that they get probably in next year's draft will take you to AFC Championship games, and then we don't have to worry about it. But until then, yes, we need to have to be constantly, constantly, constantly reminded by either Browns fans who are mad or by Baker fans who some way, somehow just decided to go with a player instead of go with their team. Of course, who they replaced him with, that probably has something to do with it as well. But regardless, you always have to be constantly reminded because you cannot forget as we move forward with the next quarterback. Now, Nick Chubb is a different circumstance. See, I think short term, you could be upset. I don't think that Nick has the possibility to bounce back and bite you the way that Baker has and Baker can. I don't think that Nick has the possibility, sad to say, I don't think he has the possibility to come back and bite you the way Saquon Barkley did with Giants fans. The miles are very high, and you're on a football team that, frankly, they got problems. They're 0-2 now, right? Houston didn't win last Sunday. Yeah, they're 0-2. C.J. Stroud looks like he's struggling.
Their offensive line's a disaster.
Their offensive line hadn't been that good. And to be quite honest with you, it couldn't happen to a worse organization. All right, I can't stand the Texans, and it ain't about their fans. I know I've said about the city of Houston as a sports town before, but honestly, it ain't about their fans, and I was probably mad about something else. I think it was Astros related at the time in 2016. It ain't about them. It's about the owner. It's about the organization. It's about things we know about in that report. It's about them thanking us for the picks after that. I mean, it's just professional hoodwinking that goes on. So I'm not going to root for the Texans whatsoever. I hope Nick has a good season, and I hope he does well personally. But I wish nothing but the worst on the Texans as a franchise.
They fooled the Browns. They fooled our ownership. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think they fooled anybody. I think we went into it knowing it.
You said you hoodwinked.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I take that back. Okay. I guess I take that back.
But we have to root for the Browns, so we can't not root for the Browns. We can hate the Texans, is what you're saying.
Well, you can be mad at the Browns all you want, but still at the end, I hope they win on Sunday. I mean, I've been meaner to the Browns than I have been the other two teams in this town combined, but it still doesn't mean I don't want any of them to win. I want them all to win, whether they play every day of the week like the Guardians and Cavs, or whether they play on Sundays at 1 like the Browns will do basically every single week this year because they're not very good.
They go to London.
Okay, so they play at 9:30 in the morning. Here you go. Enjoy your breakfast.
Top of the morning.
Do you eat an Englishman's breakfast there?
Oh, yeah. I think you have to. It's just called a man's breakfast.
What's with the beans? You ever seen that on the Instagram?
On toast, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about the beans. It's a little too early. Arizona and Charleston, South Carolina. Your name is Arizona?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Go right, Raising Arizona, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
How's it going this morning, guys?
Going well. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah, so I think my point is with the whole, you know, remembering Baker or not remembering Baker, I think we should remember Baker, and I think we should remember a lot of the things that have happened to the Browns over the last 5-6 years, really probably even longer than that, because we need to remember how the Haslams are really running this organization. You know, at the end of the day, the NFL's a business, and they're the owner of this team, and then they have managers that run the employees who are the players. Right now, well, really, for a long time, they haven't done a very good job. And now we're getting to see a guy on Monday Night Football, you know, go and win his team a game, and we had that guy. And we continue to have these conversations all the time. We keep letting that jersey, you know, name get longer and longer and longer. Well, we had the guy, and we let that go. And it was on two sides, but ultimately, I think that we could have built around that. Nick Chubb, yeah, he had a 25-yard touchdown last night. Like you said, I think he's got a lot of miles on him. I'm okay with letting that go. But our biggest problem right now, and it has been since, you know, 96, is we don't have that guy. And we had him. And so now we start all over again on the drawing board. And I think that we need to really start to pay attention to and really put a lot of focus on the Haslams and exactly how are they going to run this. And how is this going to go, you know, how is this going to continue to go?
Yeah, I think you're right, Arizona. Like, this has been a tremendous mistake. And why I think it needs to continuously be thrown in our faces, and myself included, is so we don't make the same mistake again. Because I foresee a situation where they take a QB next year. There's nobody who's a consensus. I think everybody wishes they had a Joe Burrow-type figure that would emerge, and it would be like, hey, you're taking this guy, number one, no question, ifs, ands, buts, whatever.
You don't think that can happen by the end of the year? The process is so long.
Well, I can only go by what I've seen, and as of right now, not a chance. So they're going to take a guy high, whether it be any of the names we mentioned, and I think that we're going to go through some growing pains with that kid. And I want them to learn from, you know, not giving him too much power too early. Not helping out with the hiring of a coach in the future, which hopefully you pick the right coach to get ready with this guy. But not hiring coaches, not making decisions based on some of the things that we know. Like Baker made some weird decisions in that building years ago and things that really he should not have had a hand in. None of that stuff. You know, not trying to give him too much too soon, not too much power too soon, not too much leadership too soon. Now, that's going to be very difficult to do because I don't think you have very many leaders. I'm hoping by the end of this year, maybe some of the rookies you have, maybe Carson Schlesinger ends up becoming a voice in there that you can lead together in the future. And then there's going to be our reactions to play. And I think there's going to be some days where they're not always going to be good. I think we could have some fun Mondays, and I think we're going to have some very trying Mondays. And I think we have to continuously examine the Baker Mayfield era and make sure we're not going down the same path. Now, I'll have to call it like it is someday. If the guy they take just sucks, maybe I'll have to say it at some point in 20, 28, 29, 30, whatever it is. I hope it doesn't come to that. But I don't want to overreact to a guy based on his personality at the time or any of the other stuff. You have to make sure he's taken care of the right way. That means not too much responsibility forced on him too soon because Baker was not ready for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Good. I learned a lesson today. I got my hair cut, and nobody commented on it at all, which it's not what I'm going for. It's more the idea that I probably shouldn't have got the haircut then.
Why is that?
Well, if it wasn't that noticeable to anybody, to even be like, you did notice.
Yeah, 100%. Was going to say it three times, but we had a busy pre-show, and so I was actually, true story, I was actually going to say it once we got to break, hey, by the way, your hair looks nice.
Oh, so I was just kicking myself because I was like, man, maybe I really didn't need a haircut. Because, you know, the baby's coming next week, and so I'm trying to get ahead of it because I'm not going to have as much time once the baby comes to go do those things. And so now if I get one now, I can just kind of ease off on haircuts for a little bit. But, I was like, maybe I didn't really need it.
By the way, I don't think you needed it, but it does look good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Right? So we got that going for us.
All right, that's nice. At least it makes me feel like my very cheap, affordable haircut was worth it.
I think it was, and it doesn't look cheap either. Now, what was cheap was the morning show's approach to talking Baker Mayfield again today. And I get it. You were wrong, and all the many narratives that you just... took from basic things that the Browns leaked about Baker Mayfield, all the things that your side of history, and that was one side of history, didn't turn out to work out the way the Browns wanted, and certainly the people who backed that line of thinking did. But there were a few things I want to get to today, because I really have enjoyed Ken and Anthony's version of history that they have been espousing since the moment. I will say they're incredibly consistently wrong about the side of Baker Mayfield. But I'm going to play Ken first, because Lima took a cheap shot. That's fine, because Lima just blatantly misleads about things, and he's the slippery wizard. It's part of why we love him. I can't get mad at that. But there was something that Ken was saying today, and again, we weren't going to talk Baker Mayfield. right? We've talked about Baker Mayfield earlier today.
Yeah, we did the Baker Mayfield discussion.
And there is this insistence from the people who push the anti-Baker narratives, which, and I want to make this very clear, the anti-Baker narratives, there was no pro-Baker narrative from the media because Baker's camp didn't report his side of things and his side of things in the breakup with the Cleveland Browns. The only thing that were really reported at the time were Baker's pissed, Baker's not answering calls.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the breakup and what went wrong, the Browns, who, and I give them credit for this.
But the Baker not answering calls wasn't even reported, by the way. That's just things that were told to people like me off the record.
Yes. But so specific to this, though, so much of what's been on the record has been done by a really, really well-run organization from the PR side of things. Not well-run in terms of the football side of things, but they did a great job and always have with this regime of getting their narratives out there, which have been accepted as fact. But we never really got the Baker side until Baker turned things around in Tampa. But I thought it was really interesting to hear Ken get frustrated today about the Baker conversation, which they brought up, and the rest of us haven't talked for the last 24 hours.
That's why his story is so amazing, because he wasn't good at points of his career. It's not an amazing story if he's just always good. No, that's not what we're selling here. The Baker Mayfield story involves the lows. Now, if you just want to put all the lows on the Browns, hey, they get that all the time, every day. That's nothing different for the Cleveland Browns.
That's the way it's going to work.
But it's also the lows of him in Carolina. I don't know what you want to say about the experience with the Rams, but then also Tampa Bay didn't 100% buy into him. They gave him a one-year contract for $5 million. They made him battle with Kyle Trask. They wouldn't have done that if they thought he was good.
Guys, I got no fight left. I got no fight left. The fans of Baker, you have won. I cannot tell you how many times I got to tell you.
Okay,
I don't know why you're still fighting this fight.
I'm glad. Yes, the winners get to write the history.
Yes.
And Baker is admitting that he was culpable and Mary Kay was there reporting on it.
Cares.
Nobody cares what Mary Kay just said. I think they do care.
So specific to what Lima is saying,
mm-hmm.
Lima is only talking to the most extreme version of people who enjoyed Baker. The people who think Baker have nothing to do with Baker not reaching his success that we all hoped for him when he got traded here. That's not what a majority of fans have done. And so I thought the conversation with those guys this morning was wildly disingenuous, which is not new for them because they love to pick and choose what they focus on and what details they lose out. It's once every 2 weeks that some show here, they play the wrong snippet or the snippet that might line up with whatever thing they thought they heard. And so I can't say that I'm surprised that Lima's speaking to the extremist. But to what Ken said, where Ken said, you know, the Baker fans or Baker bros, I'm over that. I really am. Because what you're saying, you're talking about Browns fans. This is not Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders had his shahive in Colorado. And those lunatics, whom we love, by the way, those lunatics have glommed onto the Browns. When you say Baker bros, which is a high-minded way that people have used to attack the people that like Baker in this town, myself, yourself, and mm-hmm. anyone who just wouldn't just go quietly with a plan to trade the only thing closest to a franchise quarterback you've had since Bernie freaking Kosar and bring in a guy with a mountain of heinous, and I mean heinous things accused of him. And so for a very long time, Baker Bros, as if there is some alpha version of Baker Bros who've got an IQ of 12 and who don't shower, who are gym bros, and they just sit around watching tape of Baker and tweaking themselves real good. But that's not what Baker Bros are. I've got a 70-year-old aunt that's a Baker Bro. I myself am a Baker Bro. I know a Baker Bro of every single different version of human beings you can have, because they're not Baker bros. They're Browns fans, you jackasses. And your crap with Baker bro, Baker bro, Baker bro, Baker bro, that crap is what has divided this fan base on top of this moronic franchise. Sorry, the moronic move from the franchise. They're not moronic. They're really smart. Just give us time. We'll figure it out. But for the love of God, Baker Bro, how many times can a show say Baker Bro in a 7-minute clip from today?
It was a lot. It was a lot when Baker was going when he was here.
No, it was.
It was a lot.
And it was a way to silence people like you, JP.
Well, it was used obviously a lot, but maybe that's just them just going back into their memory banks and just kind of just bringing that from what that was. I don't know. The whole situation is obviously it's odd. Lima came on the other day and he talked about the local versus the national and how the national are getting it so right. All I've heard for 3 days, I've heard Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd absolutely bash the Browns. Hell, I opened my Twitter 15 minutes ago. Manuel Acho, Baker Mayfield was destined to be him. The Browns lied to us. Baker didn't.
No, that's not the media that they're talking about.
Oh, okay, so it's different. It's different national media. I'm so confused on this. Like when the accounting by so many people, whether it's national and local, are all making the same suggestion. Just because it doesn't fit into the box that you want it to, doesn't make it true.
And here's the thing: one of the things that they said this morning that were incredibly right. I mean, very, very, very on point. Was that whoever wins gets to go ahead and pick the narrative. Well, who won Browns versus Baker first? It sure as hell wasn't Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he was down and out. I mean, he basically got left for dead. And a lot of people like myself that were making Baker Mayfield conversations, we had at many points just waved the white flags. And I guess we got no legs to stand on. I guess we're just idiots. And it was so frustrating because there were so many times you're like, my eyes tell me this guy can play football at an elite and high level. And he wasn't able to do so at certain moments. And you just kind of had to take it.
And I'm going to tell you, every time I heard Ken and Anthony talk about Baker Mayfield, I heard grown men throwing hissy fits. Because the version of truth, because that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with multiple different reports, a fair amount of them leaked by the Cleveland damn Browns themselves, of which Ken gets paid to go ahead and be a part of that Browns organization, of which Anthony Lima gets to go out to Kevin Stefanski galas. All of them favored the Browns side of things. So any person who is a Browns fan who happened to still believe in Baker Mayfield or are frustrated about how Baker happened, all anyone's saying is, well, what's the other side of the story? All right? And I'm not here. Listen, I don't know how much different the Baker thing would be. But do I think Baker needed to grow up? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. By the way, it's the NFL. They don't come in as 60-year-old esteemed gentlemen with great 401ks and everybody's perfect. Did Baker have some problems that to this day, I'm sure he's still, of course he is. He's a human damn being. Ben Roethlisberger made a lot of boo-boos in Pittsburgh. Lot of boo-boos in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do I think Ben Roethlisberger is a good human being now? I sure as hell don't. Right. He just got better at playing football. And what nobody on either side will remember or want to put on record is how bad the Browns organization was around Baker when it comes to the amount of offensive coordinators, the amount of head coaches, and all this. All anyone's asking for that looks at what Baker's doing now and wonders, why couldn't we do this here? All anyone's asking for is like the organization to like put this out there because they've owned the Watson stuff. Jimmy Haslam, it stops with me. We've all made mistakes. Yeah, all of us made mistakes.
I don't think they believe that they thought they did anything wrong with Baker, and I think that's part of the problem. I think they looked at Baker and said, we had a chance to get better with Watson, so we rolled the dice there, and that's where we made our mistake, instead of recognizing that they were throwing away what, at the time, legitimately was a top 10 to 15 quarterback in the sport. I want to play the New Heights podcast clip that we have.
Because I still have something I'm burning on right here before we move to that. Are we okay to do that in the next segment?
No, that's fine, but it perfectly exemplifies what we're trying to discuss here right now, though. The idea that Baker has only spoken on it once, really mm-hmm. once, has only spoken on what went wrong here and how it went wrong. And he did it in a big swoop of everyone else. And that idea was the Browns, in many ways, were telling him to grow up and telling him to be a franchise quarterback. And we're trying to put these handcuffs on him in a way that Tampa isn't. And when you don't have the handcuffs on Baker, obviously a lot of things are working right.
And if you ask the question, why did this go this way? What could the Browns have done differently? You get accused of revisionist history. You get called a Baker bro.
Right, as if they did everything perfect in this.
As if it was just, and it wasn't. Baker failed here. Baker has to own that, and actually has.
He has.
No, That's what pisses me off. He's owned it. The not adult in the room has owned it. And then the literal adults in the media, many of whom I love. I do like Ken and Anthony. I like them very much. I listen to their show quite a bit. All right? I'm not just a coworker. I do listen to their show. But those guys, plus the Browns organization, who made a decision and were wrong, have said, well, this revenge is history. As if you're the only one that knows what happened. Because you've only presented one side of it.
Sorry. Well, it just makes it seem as if the Browns should get some sort of Peter 1 pass in this whole ordeal, and that just doesn't seem right to me in the slightest bit. It feels like even while Baker should own some of it, and he has owned some of it, the Browns have to they have to own up to a lot of this. And yes, when Baker Mayfield is playing the way that he's playing, you do have to look back and say, what could we have done differently, and could we have done this better?
And here's the thing.
That's all.
No, very few people are, and Baker Bros included, are saying that Baker did nothing wrong. What they're saying is, why do other organizations hang with immature talent? Mike Tomlin put up, was it 8 seasons of Antonio Brown? And dealt with a hell of a lot more real problems. Antonio Brown being on, Cops Live, throwing his baby mama out of the house.
Cops Alive?
I couldn't remember the name of the damn thing. But the point is, Antonio Brown, of the final 4 years in Pittsburgh, was a walking PR disaster. Was literally screaming at washed-ass Ben Roethlisberger in the locker room. There are tales of how corrosive he was. And they gave that clown more of a chance, more of a benefit than the Browns did Baker Mayfield. And let's just get back to the central reality. The Cleveland Browns failed. That's it. That's not revisionist history. They took the best quarterback you had, and because they could logically explain where a guy with a bad arm who was injured had a bad season, coming off the previous season where he wasn't bad, they used that to leverage him out and get a guy they believed in more, which is commonplace in the NFL. But you can't even get these, and it's not even anti-Bakers. It's people who just don't want to admit that they were wrong, right? That's all this is. This is ego, commonplace ego. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong. I do it quite often because I'm wrong quite often. It's an occupational hazard. But the truth is, when it comes back down to it, while Baker had his feelings, the Browns had theirs. And asking, the only way you get out of here isn't if you just draft another quarterback you can screw up. It's if you learn the freaking lesson. But the number one lesson is, Baker Bros, just to bring it all the way back, are Browns fans. They're not some extremist, idiotic group of people. There are, and by the way, nor is it a small amount of Browns fans. There are plenty of people here who got shouted down about Baker because they liked him as a quarterback by people like Ken and Anthony, and then they were labeled as Baker Bros, or they were labeled as revisionist history. The revisionist history here is, we were right, nothing went wrong, screw you, screw Baker. That is trash. That is absolute ego-infused crap. 216-474-0092. I'll ask you guys, because you guys are the listeners. I don't care if you're a Baker bro or a Haslam hater or a Watson warrior. Is it time to put the Baker stuff to bed?
I'm wondering, because obviously this has been a rough, rough day again for the Browns organization, because Baker was on national television playing really good football last night. The Buccaneers are 2-0. He's an MVP candidate. He's only going to get more reinforcements.
Well, good for him. Congratulations on all his success.
So what I'm wondering is, do people realistically see them as being contenders for a Super Bowl?
No.
Zach said, yeah.
To win it?
To get to the Super Bowl. And if you get there, if you beat Philly, yeah, you're absolutely a chance. You have a chance to win it. So, yeah.
I smell power rankings in here. Just got to put that out there.
That's like a real thing, though.
Well, got to do the power rankings then. Let's hit it.
Actual real power rankings.
You better bet your ass.
That's anti what the power rankings.
Teams that have the best. I mean, this. You know what this is, don't you? This is seven in heaven, except Baker style
it's
seven
only
in
three
heaven.
Three on the knee.
All right, Philadelphia. Teams ahead of Tampa Bay right now for a Super Bowl. In the NFC, Philadelphia, Green Bay. Oh boy. Okay, that's it. They're number three.
They might be beside some teams, right? But not. They don't have a lot of teams ahead of them.
I got to remind Nathan.
Well, hold on. Detroit. Are we? We're just giving up on Detroit.
I would say Detroit's beside them. I would not say they're clearly ahead.
Yes,
of them.
Yes, Detroit is beside them. Correct. Washington, I still think, is beside them. Correct. Well, Jaden Daniels hurt now. All these quarterbacks getting hurt.
It's already like six quarterbacks. Is it going to be one of those years?
It's just one of them days.
Am I going to be bitching not just December like I do every year about how bad the NFL
yeah,
product
you are.
Is? Am
yes,
I going to be
are.
Saying
yes,
that?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
In November?
Yes, you are. Because it's just this way. Well, I mean, Joe Burrow got hurt because he got collapsed on because, you know what, I'll give the Bengals some credit. They do try to throw. They've thrown everything they could at the offensive line for the most part, and they've never been able to do it. It wasn't like they didn't draft Jonah Williams. You know, it was a Penei Sewell argument, I think it was, with Jamar Chase. They drafted Jackson Carmen. I know. Which apparently, if you have that last name in Ohio, we are related somehow.
Okay.
Jackson Carmen and I, even though we've never met. But it might be an old uncle's tale. My uncle was like, yeah, Carmens who live in Ohio, they're related in some way. So maybe he's my cousin of some sort. Maybe he wants to co-host with me. I don't know really what Jackson Carmen's up to right now. They've thrown it at it. But either way, no, I think that most of it, though, sorry, I went way off the tangent there, Tone. I think a lot of it is that guys are they're expected to run. And when you play, even in the SEC, you can get away with it, even then. But when you're playing against the best of the best, and they're grown dudes, it's going to be a problem. They're going to be a problem. You have to be athletic. It's part of the game now. It's part of the game plan. Getting out there, being athletic. But you're noticing, though, like Lamar says he doesn't want to run. I did in the game watching Patrick Mahomes, who has better wheels than what people want to give him credit for, in the game on Sunday.
And he also
Sunday,
has that BS move on the sidelines.
In the game on Sunday. Why don't you guys just fight it out now? I'd like to see you go sock him.
I wasn't even listening.
No, so. You just have to call him, say it. He's a wily vet. That's all you have to
there
say.
There you go.
You know, the rest of the league wants to kill him.
Wiley vet sounds like Joe Flacco. He's just a vet. Smart vet. There you go. He says he doesn't want to run during the regular season. He would rather wait until the postseason to take off and run. I think now you're going to see more selection out of guys. Yeah. But the physical part of the game for a quarterback, it's no longer get in the pocket, protect yourself as much as possible, and then let her rip. It's a different game. So, yeah, you're going to see more guys get hurt. And because... You know, we could sit there, and I'm not saying NIL is a bad thing. I think it's thinned out depth charts in college football. Boy, you're going to have to bring me back to the because I'm going to get in the weeds here. I'm going to get real nitty gritty here in a second. I think it's thinned out depth charts.
Wait, all this remind, but we're talking about the power rankings of teams that could contend in the NFC.
Thank you very much. So brought me right. Thank you. You know what? We'll do that on the podcast. Yeah. Thank you very. You did me a service. Thank you. Yes. Tampa Bay is next to Detroit and probably next to Washington.
And we're dismissing San Francisco. Their defense has looked awesome.
It's just they got so many injuries. And I just assume they're going to have more injuries now. I can't just say Shanahan's going to take them to a Super Bowl.
They got Salah back, and the one thing everybody said about him is he was a genius defensive coordinator.
Now, when you throw the NFC, the AFC, and it's all like, hey, you wake up on the right day, you end up winning a Super Bowl. I mean, the Bills were probably favored in a few of those Super Bowls they were in. But Buffalo... you would put Baltimore ahead of them.
Yeah.
You would put the Chargers in Kansas City.
We're starting to take the Chargers more.
I take the Chargers
Herbert
serious.
Herbert has played like a really good and smart
and
quarterback.
This is without Rashawn Slater to start things off.
That's a good point.
I mean, because he's seriously injured. So I got four teams in the AFC that I would take. So if I got two, I got six teams ahead of them. So is that serious?
Yeah. I think that sounds serious to me.
Six teams ahead of you isn't very serious.
See, the NFL...
Well, the problem is when you split them like that, you can have 1,000 teams on the AFC side. They can't do anything about stopping stopping them from getting a Super Bowl.
That's a good point.
But to win the Super Bowl.
I guess I would.
That's still, what I meant in the second
still
part.
Only one of them can stop them from winning the Super Bowl should they make it.
How,
it's a Highlander situation.
How devastating a blow would it be?
I can't do that on camera. I was going to do the throat slash.
Like Zach was talking about, hey, you know, you make a decision like that. Even if this decision made sense at the time, in the end, the outcome does have to matter some. It can't just be process. The outcome has to matter because you moved on from a franchise quarterback to somebody who looked like the worst quarterback in the NFL. You're in quarterback merry-go-round now. Who knows how many we'll go through until we get one. We've got two first-round picks next year. In the end, how devastating of a blow would it be just not only for the organization, the city, if Baker gets to the Super Bowl? And then, of course, you know, wins it or whatever.
A devastating blow?
How much worse can it get? Because then it becomes part of all-time lore. Right now, it's just, hey, Browns made a mistake. They made the worst trade in quarterback history. We don't even mention Baker in that. It's just, we made the worst trade in NFL, maybe sports history. That's right now how it's framed. if he ends up going or winning the Super Bowl, now it's beyond just the trade. Now it's they made one of the dumbest decisions in sports history. Right now, it's I don't think it's one of the dumbest decisions. There's all sorts of teams that move on, like Minnesota moving on from Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold ends up being good, and McCarthy is just whatever. Then that's a mistake. What are we doing if he goes to the Super Bowl? How are we classifying that?
Just goes or wins it?
Goes. I'll say just goes.
It's going to be an ugly 2 weeks because we will do every day. Oh, are you rooting for Baker or are you not rooting for Baker?
Yeah, you're right. We take the show to the Super Bowl?
That's up to Keith.
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Is it West Coast? So that doesn't help us.
It's been West Coast like the last like 4 years, it feels. Probably not, but it just feels that way. I have very little interest, but I will support us.
Everybody would be talking about Baker and the Browns and what happened, though. Like, we would have conversations with anybody we would want. Anybody would drop by either to rub it in or whatever.
Yeah.
We could get anybody.
Yeah, it's in Levi's. It's out in San Francisco.
Would you host the show at 3 a.m. their time?
I would just stay up all night.
How would we stay up all night, Tone?
It'd be a great show. I'll tell you that right now. Well, the first few hours. Diminishing returns after that. I'd hit a wall. I would hit a wall.
There's bathrooms.
I would just have to...
There's bathrooms. We can take turns.
Maybe just let me nap through the commercial breaks.
Let me just do this before we leave. This
what?
Reckless speculation.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
That is just...
Gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you guys.
So what? I gotta go to the bathroom every break. You don't know what I ate before. You don't know what I was doing.
My stomach is very disagreeable.
Yeah. That's why the bottle of Imodium existed upstairs for everyone.
Cleveland fan, by the way, Dobbs25 underscore. A Twitter action is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Ken, I forgot we do not do seven in heaven if the Browns suck. Yep. Looks like we ain't going to be doing seven in heaven for a while, boys.
Well, I tried to do seven in hell, but that lasted for a week.
That went very badly. It went very, very, very badly.
Can we take any satisfaction in the fact that Steelers' defense, now dating back to last year, looks like not a good defense, which is crazy in Pittsburgh?
No, there is none. There is none. Because if I just sit there and spend time on the Steelers sucking, it's going to like, hey, look in your own backyard. I can't sit there and judge them when my own house is out of order. And it's out of order right now. Maybe if you want to, God. Like, I brought up the draft order when we were talking about Jacksonville during the neutral zone with Rat Boy and the pig. The hog, I should say.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm a hog. I'm not a pig.
Get it right.
And somebody complained about that. It's like, well, yeah, I have to watch it. Do we do seven in heaven draft style after halfway through the year? I can't do it now. You can't do draft now. Because there's no...
It's very early.
There's no rhyme to give right now for any quarterback to suck up on purpose.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do think people, I think this will change. I think right now it's so early.
You better hope.
And people forget how long, forget about during the season. I think people forget about how long the process is. Once the season's over, we've crowned a national champion. From that to the combine is an insanely long period of time.
Remember there was a guy named Jackson Dart that we talked about all season last year? We didn't. It happened after the season.
I'm going to mention.
That's true.
I'm going to mention one guy. And he's got two dates, and one of them is 2 weeks away. It's a golden opportunity, son. You're taking on Oregon, 7:30, next Saturday night. That's step one to it. You better play your balls off. And then in a week, in a 5 weeks after that, November 1st, you are at Ohio State. Young man, you better play your balls off in that one. And then you'll be right there in that conversation because it's as wide open as we can find.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
As soon as I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Guys, I did not plan on talking about that. I swear to God. We're going to get Oh, God, we're going to get killed just
but
for bringing
here,
Baker
here's what
again.
I love.
You
here's
know what's going to happen.
So I have complained, Kenny, that I feel like the national media has been getting it right and not reverting to revisionist history. They are showing culpability across the board.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody, Mary Kay comes in and is like, no, we reported on all this at the time. I remember exactly how it was. This was not, oh, the Browns were just the only ones in the wrong on the Baker decision. Baker's admitted it. People keep ignoring that, by the way. They just think it's lip service. They think it's fake. They think he's feigning, what would be the word? Like that he's evolved. Is that what it is? Why does nobody believe Baker when he's like, I had to grow up? I had to grow up. Why do people not believe him?
I don't know.
They love him. The Baker bros love him so much, but they don't. But they're calling him a liar.
It's not that they don't believe. No, it's not that they don't believe him. They don't care. We don't have the quarterback anymore. And the people who argued about him fought tooth and nail. Like, people were threatening to fight each other, like meet up and fight in an old Kmart parking lot over Baker Mayfield. Like, that's the way people were in those days.
Well, and it wasn't. It's the answer to when you say, well, he said he needed to grow up. Why couldn't he grow up here?
Exactly.
Why couldn't he have just grown up here?
Because
instead of trading, well, they ended up trading him away for a fifth, right?
But, listen, I she's not here to defend herself. So can I just respectfully disagree with Mary Kay on something?
Go ahead.
Do we know that they know how to develop a young quarterback? You drafted DTR. I wouldn't say that DTR was a developed young quarterback, would you?
No.
Okay, so this regime knows how to develop young QBs, it's a bit of a stretch.
But DTR also might just suck.
I love you, Mary Kay.
He also might just suck, right?
Well, you drafted him.
Baker came in good. Baker came in and he was good immediately.
Okay.
Baker
was the number one overall pick.
Yeah, for sure. He had enough talent to be a first round.
Well, yeah.
But, we'll always argue, did he have the talent to be number one? Now he's playing
just
like
it. Just wheel in the dead horse, because I'll say everything else I said earlier this week.
I get that, Kenny.
Okay.
We don't even have to do that.
Thank you.
But what I don't understand is, isn't this an amazing story, right? It's an amazing story for Baker Mayfield. It's an amazing. The highs were high. The lows were so low. He was almost out of football. The image of him on scout team defensive line, right? Now will be part of the lore of Baker Mayfield. But that's why his story is so amazing, because he wasn't good at points of his career. It's not an amazing story if he's just always good. No, that's not what we're selling here. The Baker Mayfield story involves the lows. Now, if you just want to put all the lows on the Browns, hey, they get that all the time, every day. That's nothing different for the Cleveland Browns.
That's the way it's going to work.
But it's also the lows of him in Carolina. I don't know what you want to say about the experience with the Rams. But then also Tampa Bay didn't 100% buy into him. They gave him a one-year contract for $5 million. They made him battle with Kyle Trask. They wouldn't have done that if they thought he was good. The Rams didn't make Matt Stafford compete with anybody when they brought him and traded for him, because they knew he was good. The NFL did not know if Baker Mayfield was good. Again, if you want to heap all of that on the Browns, go right ahead.
That's what I've been trying to tell you about about Bill Belichick since God knows when, about the Browns. And you said, I don't know why you make a big deal about it, Ken. And here you are making a big deal about Baker Mayfield. Like, sorry, guys. Like, the victors get to write the history.
But and Baker right now, is writing the history, and he's telling you he was at fault.
Care. They don't
he's
care.
He's writing the
you
history.
You either have the player or you don't have the player.
He is telling you that he was
you
at fault.
You either have the player or you don't have the player.
If you want to not believe him, then
simple.
Fine.
It's that simple. And if you're going to talk about more of the history, again, who did you technically jettison him for? Who did you jettison him for? Answer the question out loud.
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. A quarterback that the fans don't like.
They would have loved him if he was good.
Like
he just wasn't good.
Okay, well, that didn't help. And him sucking up the room certainly didn't help the matters.
It was terrible. He ended up being the worst quarterback in the league.
They were uncomfortable with him to start, and now they really don't like him because he's not good. So take your pick. It doesn't matter. Like, there's guys, I got no fight left.
The fans of Baker, you have won. I cannot tell you how many times I got to tell you.
Kenny,
I don't know why you're still fighting this fight.
I'm glad. Yes, the winners get to write the history.
Yes.
And Baker is admitting that he was culpable. And Mary Kay was there reporting on it.
Cares.
Nobody cares what Mary Kay just said. I think they do care. I'm seeing the phone lines. I'm seeing the tweets.
I know that they care.
I think they do care. And I applaud Mary Kay for not reverting to revisionist history and actually saying, no, I have my Dear Diary here. Actually, here's what was going on in his life. Here's his personal situation. Here's his family. Here's his marriage. Here's his relationship with Miles Garrett. His relationship with Kevin Stefanski. Yes, that's all on us too. Well, not all of that. I can't really control every player in their marriage and their relationships with, teammates and everything. And I don't know, Kevin Stefanski, do you want him to lord over all the relationships behind the scenes? There's only so much one coach could do. Mike Tomlin has had great seasons and players that hated each other and hated him. So I don't know that we can ask him to do all of that.
I hate this. I hate this. I hate it.
But I applaud Mary Kay. Thank you.
I hate it.
Thank you for setting the record straight.
I hate this.
Thank you for setting the record straight.
This is ridiculous because now I'm having a fight over something that I can't change that I should have had a fight about on Tuesday.
I'll just play that audio for anybody in my life.
Yeah, fine.
It'll be great.
Play it all day long and they'll just laugh at you because they're going to go, okay, then
we'll end the show with the Shepherd rap.
Then why did you hold on to Josh Gordon for so long? Then why did you tell Kareem Hunt to kick rocks when he asked for a trade? Then why did you tell David Njoku twice to kick rocks when he asked for a trade? But Baker Mayfield, now get out of here. Get the hell out of here. That's the way they're going
to
be. That's the way this
Back
all is.
That voice
you can
again.
Sit there and laugh all you want, but that's the truth of the matter. So I can sit there and go, oh, yeah, well, Carolina, they suck on the run. Doesn't matter. They're not Browns fans. They're not Carolina fans. They don't care. It doesn't matter about the Rams. The Rams are a good organization anyway. So they can let a guy like Baker Mayfield go and do it because they have a Hall of Famer in Matt Stafford who plays for their football team, who still somehow with a broken back and broken legs and broken everything is still able to throw the ball through the wall. But we got, what do we have? We got a quarterback that when you wish him happy birthday, people just cuss him out on social media. That's what we got. Congratulations, Toad. Yeah, you won the argument. You and Mary Kay won it. Well done.
I want an accurate keeping of the news. That's all
what
I want.
What a win.
We don't need
champions
to make stuff up.
Pose for you, Tone.
We've already lost on the field, but we don't need to lie about the history. That's all I'm saying. And there's been a lot of lying going on. I got 2-7 all week. Holy cow. I couldn't believe the lies. I mean, it's like, wait, were you guys here? I mean, one wasn't here, but my God, all week. And when I called to confront them on it, there was no pushback. It was zero pushback because they knew I was telling the truth. And thank God Mary Kay told the truth just now. We can just play that audio from 2-7. Let's make sure everybody is on board here with what happened so that now we have an accurate accounting of the actual news as it happened. This wasn't 800 years ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.